My guest this afternoon is Leslie Loughlin from Reigate, one half of the folk duo Greensand Ridge. The other half, Hugh, is alongside her. Leslie, good afternoon and welcome to Susie 103.4.
Oh, good afternoon, David. It's really lovely to be here.
Just discovered we actually go back a great deal further than we thought we did.
We do, don't we?
We know that you've had some terrific success recently, but let's begin at the beginning. Why the name Greensand Ridge?
Ah, well, as some people know, the Greensand Ridge runs behind Reigate, but it runs all the way to Kent and the other side to Hampshire. And I was born and brought up around this neighbourhood. Actually, I was born on Box Hill, but I lived in Reigate, within sight of the Greensand Ridge. And my husband Hugh, who is the other half of the duo, was born in Kent, within the sight of the Greensand Ridge.
So if we stand at the top of Reigate Hill and we look down, it's that sort of second wave, isn't it? Cockshot Hill and
yes,
the top of Priory Park.
That's correct.
And my house is built on the bottom end of that sand, hence the cracks and so on and so forth. So what's the history, Leslie, of the duo Greensand Ridge?
Ah, well, we've both been making music ever since we were really quite young. As we retired, we said to each other, well, come on, let's do something together. And since we both started in folk music, we decided that that's what we would do.
Do you sing locally? Do you sing clubs and festivals
and
so on?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Locally and even more further afield, we went to Sidmouth this year and we were playing in Sidmouth Folk Festival, so that was really lovely.
I love Sidmouth. Tell us about this Everything Except Waterloo business.
Ah, well, Reigate and Red Hill, U3A, invited us to play at this dramatic evening they had focusing on the year 1815, but they didn't focus on Waterloo. In fact, they focused on the local history, and it was really fascinating.
Lots of that absolutely fascinates me. We do the Remembrance Sunday broadcast from a local church each year, and so every year there's the opportunity to find out more about local history. It's wonderful. Anyway, let's cut to the chase, Leslie, because now you're into songwriting and you've had instant success. So tell us about the writing and the songs and the contest.
Ah, well, the contest is the UK Songwriting Contest, and I happened to enter these two songs that I wrote simply because they are on such an important subject that nobody seems to know about, that I just felt moved to write a song, and it turned into two songs. I thought, well, how I'm going to get them to a few audiences by singing them live, but nothing like if anything came of them in a song contest. So I thought I'd send them out there, and I was absolutely bowled over in August when I discovered that one of them has got into the semi-finals.
And that's a national semi-final?
Oh yes, it's international actually, because lots of the songwriters are coming from America, Scandinavia, all over the place.
And you're in two categories, I believe.
Yes, the acoustic folk category, but also what's really exciting is the singer-songwriter.
That'd be you. And tell us about recording the songs now so as to spread the word and the music. You've put them on a CD?
Oh, yes, yes. They're on a CD. It's called The Journey of the Greensand Way. We have those to purchase, or you can go on our website and hear the songs.
Okay, well, we'll do the contact details right at the back end of this little chat. Now, it was something very personal indeed that got you writing. I'd like you to tell us about that and what happened to your father-in-law.
Well, my father-in-law was not an easy man to talk to, and he never spoke about what he did in the war, or at least occasionally you just got a little snippet. And I said to my husband, your dad's quite elderly, and if we don't find out soon what he did in the war, we're never going to. So we basically twisted his arm and got him to write it down. And we read his account of how he was a POW, and it seemed like such an exaggeration that we really dismissed it, rather. Felt very ashamed of ourselves when we saw a BBC documentary entitled The Long March to Freedom. The POWs that came on there and were speaking had exactly the same story, and we cried as we watched this documentary. It was really heartbreaking. These men were held in prison camp for, well, my father-in-law, 4 years, and then with no ceremony, one day they were told they were up sticks and they were going to be sent to walk, and they didn't know where. They weren't given any food, they weren't given any special clothing, and they were marched at gunpoint across from Poland to Germany in the harshest of winters that you can possibly imagine. There were blizzards, snow on the ground. They just died along the way. But my father-in-law, there were several groups, and my father-in-law's group was over 1,000, and only 12 of them were alive when they reached the end of the journey.
It's absolutely staggering. I understand that it was Gdansk in Poland, or Danzig, as the Germans would have called it in those days, and that they marched along that northern coast, the Baltic coast, and then turned south all the way down to Magdeburg. It almost beggars belief, Leslie.
Well, it does to me, because when I think about how to go out in a cold winter's day, I need to wrap up, and I've been fed. These men, they had nothing. They didn't have proper boots or anything. And they didn't have any food. They literally foraged and ate grass.
It's an absolutely staggering example, isn't it, of what's sometimes referred to as man's inhumanity to man.
Oh, absolutely.
It really doesn't bear thinking about. Anyway, that was 1945, so you're now commemorating a 70th anniversary.
Exactly.
And so what does your success thus far in the competition mean to you?
Well, it means that some very important people have heard my song, and we are allowed to broadcast, because we've got into the semi-finals, we're allowed to tell people about it. We're allowed to say we are semi-finalists, and that means that I can come on your show, and hopefully when you play our song, more people will hear it. And that's my absolute aim, is to reach people, tell people about this story, so that more people understand what our brave, brave men did for us.
Spreading the music and spreading the word is surely what the entire project is all about.
Exactly.
Leslie, shall we listen to the song?
Oh, thank you.
Greensand Ridge, the Long March of 1945. Leslie, how splendid that is. I'm not surprised that it's done so well.
Oh, thank you.
When do we find out what happens next?
Well, I think I've got rather a long wait, because last year the results didn't come out till just before Christmas, so they've got a lot of songs to listen to, and in many, many categories.
But you're through to the final hurdle, so it's fingers crossed from here on in.
It certainly is.
Now, I mentioned cutting to the chase earlier, and we also mentioned contact details. How can you be contacted?
Well, we have a Facebook page, Greensand Ridge. We have a website, www.greensand-ridge.com. If you put Greensand Ridge into your Google, you will come up with the various different walks and things like that along the Greensand Way, so you won't find us. Best to put in the title of our song with the Greensand Ridge if you can't remember the website address.
Okay, that's fine. Well, we'll make sure that we remind our Suzy Radio listeners all about those contact details, and of course we wish you nothing but well with that final hurdle. Now, you've chosen something from the West Coast back in the 60s. You've chosen the Turtles and Happy Together. Tell us why and who it's for.
Oh, well, I think it's just for the pair of us, really. It's just a song that appealed to us so much.
Leslie Loughlin from the duo Greensand Ridge from Reigate, and husband Hugh alongside. It's been an absolute delight to talk to you on the Suzy Radio Tea Break this afternoon.